So today while we are here, while you are sitting there, try to become soul conscious and see soul points of light. Just try it for this maybe half an hour. And at the end you can check how you are able to do it. So Baba says Gyan, first subject, Yoga, second subject. And I think that the Gyan leads into Yoga. The Gyan provides the clarity and the motivation. So we should be spending a lot of time in Gyan, which we do, reading the Muralis. But listening, studying, reading, they all mean different things. But I think the Muralis is the source of inspiration, of clarity, and of motivation for Yoga. Then the second thing is Yoga, or remembrance, or soul consciousness. I think they are all the same type of effort that we make. And somebody said they are intermittent. In my experience, I have always been intermittent. It appears to me that when you hear some good point, it takes you, you know, that motivates you and you go up. But you don't stay there. That only happens in yoga. But your full moving up just moves up a little. So you kind of come back down. Not to the same state, but a little. But definitely not, you don't stay there. We suddenly go up, we don't stay. We come back down, a little up. So I think that's the sense of intermittent. I also think that as long as you are in Gyan, that there is improvement, there is development, that every effort you make for yoga accumulates. Even the so-called failed efforts, they accumulate. Something is happening, something accumulates. And that it takes a long time. Long time. So, I'm saying that to say that we are doing it already. But perhaps all of us could do with some more focus or some more attention. So, let us take soul consciousness. You know, Baba says become soul conscious. Now, when should we become soul conscious? All the time. All the time. Day and night. You know, Amrit Vela time, when you leave Amrit Vela, when you are taking tea, when you are eating food, karma yoga, traffic control, all the time. And so really this is the effort. It is not, you know, not just for saying. He really is concerned that we do it all the time, that we are souls and we should be soul conscious. So if we are not soul conscious, we are not really doing what we should do. And so there should be no hesitation to really always see the soul, see the light. You know, you are listening, you are working, you are doing anything, to always remember, whenever you remember, to see the soul. We are souls. I am light. Who am I? All the time. I think the obstacle for us is our habits and our engagement with the world. Our engagement with the world. So if you are working, we think, well, we have to work. But we really have to reduce the engagement in order to make space in the intellect for soul consciousness and for God consciousness. I think my intellect, I retired in COVID time from my job, and that made a big difference. When I was on the job, I was happy with myself that I practiced Amrit Vela, all the disciplines, traffic control. I used to stop for traffic control and all of that. So I was happy with myself. But when I left the job, there was a lot of responsibilities that was no longer there. So there was a period of boredom. And in that boredom, I started to read the Muralis and fill the space with Baba's work you could say. And then that created a major difference. When I was working, that was normal, and I thought it was a good thing. You are doing your work, you are doing karma yoga, we are following Baba's rule. It was a good thing. Yes, it is good. But it automatically meant a lot of engagement with the world, with people, with trends, with what is happening, with what the boss says, with what they want, with what doesn't want, with, you know, there's a lot of engagement. And it is not our world. Our world. It is not our world. We don't belong here. We cannot do anything about it. Trump can go up or he can go down. There can be wars, there can be what. It is not our business. I just say, maybe it is a joke. They are in the business of destruction. We are in the business of... And if we engage, or we are listening to the news, or we are entertaining ourselves with their work, then when are we doing ours, or who is doing ours? So that was my kind of main realization from leaving the job to coming into Baba's gear. And Dari Gulzar Day yesterday, Sister Rajani spoke about Dariji. And we knew before, but it was a reminder that they were 24/7, so to speak, all the time. They were making this effort of soul consciousness. So we have to do it. That is our business. We don't have to be popular. We don't have to be entertaining. We don't have to be anything really except. So I felt that for people who are older in Gyan, it is the engagement with the world that is the big obstacle. And with that comes all kinds of things, a culture. For example, you might go to sleep late. It is the culture of that world, it is not the culture of our world. Or you might be engaged in the news or media, but it is really not our practice, it's not our culture, it's not our business. And this creates a lot of, it takes up space in the intellect. For those who are newer in Gyan, I think we really have to engage with the Murli. God speaks. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe it deeply?
Yes.
Do you believe it fully?
How much my
Wherever you are now, you could be better. Not you could be, you have to be. We have to be. That is true. That is true. That two persons speaking, God Shiva is speaking. God Shiva is not cultural. You can be clear sometime when Shiva speaks. He talks about things human beings cannot know. He talks about the cycle, he talks about the journey of the soul, he talks about the soul in the womb, he talks about things we cannot know. And yes, we can also tell sometimes when Brahma Baba speaks, he talks about the news, he might talk about BBC, he might talk about what this group is doing, what that group is saying. And then there are those that we cannot tell. There are some that we are not quite sure in between. So yes, that is so. But in this whole thing, now yoga is the essential self-transformation. Yoga is the journey. The whole journey takes place in our consciousness, our mind. And whatever is going on in your mind or your consciousness is relevant. And it has to be improved. And so what is yoga? Yoga means being soul conscious. Yes. You don't have to withdraw from the world, but you have to disengage.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not necessary that you have to stop working.
No, you're doing everything, but mentally, it is not your world. So, understand the word, I mean, understand it how you could, but this is not our world. Whatever we are doing here. So, try this. Yoga doesn't require anything. You don't have to think of your job or not think of your job, nothing. Yoga means I am a soul, belong to God. Now, if we add, what should we do, what is my role, it complicates the issue. Yoga is when a child is on their parents' lap. You have seen a baby on the shoulder of the parents. The baby is doing nothing, the parents are doing nothing. They are in union. This is yoga. Now, afterwards, the parents will do their job, the baby will do what the baby has to do. But for yoga, you just have to concentrate. I am a soul, I belong to God.
What do you think about rethought? What's your top tip in stopping or
self-talk. Self-talk. Talking to myself. Not to do that. What to be engaged. Paying attention. So another big moment for me was when I stopped looking at other people for my solution and only looked at myself. So I stopped thinking, why should she do that? And I started to think what I must do. You know, that became a big thing, because otherwise we are such a big family. This one is doing this, that one is saying that, this one is doing the other. So at some point I tried all my solutions. Nothing worked. Everybody still did what they wanted to do. And I tried for many years. So eventually I gave it up entirely. I only looked at myself. I accepted everyone is God's children. Everyone. And I only looked towards myself. What should I change? What should I do? So, back to yoga. Yoga, you don't have to think of anything. Only, who am I and to whom do I belong? So creative is relationships. So who are you? What kind of soul? Have you felt it? Have you felt the beauty? What is it? What is the beauty? What is purity? What is? Purity is goodness. And what is the goodness? So how I am talking to you is how you have to talk to yourself. Because we have to go from thinking, let us say, to feeling, let us say, to being, let us say, to attitude, to concentration, to focus. Now, I don't have it in order, but it is something like that, where it keeps going down. And in the final stage, you are the baby in the father's lap, and there is no thought. There is a sense of silence. When you look at Baba's drishti in this last Avyak Murli, you went? So in the beginning they showed Baba's drishti. And in the next one you can try it. Look into the eyes and what do you see? So I tried it this time. What do I see? Nothing. Silence. A kind of quietness. A kind of complete nothing. Stability. So that nothing really is no emotions, no feelings, no wanting to impress, no sense of am I good enough, nothing. Can you imagine it? Stillness, fullness. You don't need nothing, you are. You are complete, so there, you don't have to impress, you don't have to wonder is this one behind, nothing, nothing, nothing. Can you imagine it? So this is where we are going. And so the waste thoughts has to do with you keep, you know, talking to yourself, working on yourself, trying new things, reading, writing, doing whatever you have, clearing up. Work. Yoga is the journey, and it is a personal journey. It has nothing to do with anybody else. What I am saying is only a guide based on me. Now, what is your guidance based on you? You are relevant, your thinking, your focus, where you are now, that is what is important. And from there, so what I come to say is that it could be very simple. Who am I and who is the God to whom I belong? That is just one angle. And last point I'm going to give you, one more angle. When I come to this Madhuban, it's such a big place, big family, many issues, many, you know, multiple. When we have to set the program, a lot of competing stuff. So Sudesh Didi, for a long time we set her program for tomorrow. She called this morning and she cancelled tomorrow's program because she has to go to Shantivan. So now what do we do tomorrow? So many things we have to change now. This is constant. So I ask myself, so who is managing this whole thing? If you are in your job or you are in your home, you as the head of the home or in your job, constantly working, managing the people. Who said this? What we put here? Why did you do this? We have to do this. Everyone wake up. You are constantly managing the people to keep a certain standard. So who is managing this place? You know, you look outside, you see hundreds of Indians walking in. They all look happy, they all come in their buses, they go happy, all of the... I mean, who is managing all these things? See the brothers in the dining room running around, healthy thing, focus, no pay, right? Everybody is volunteers. Who is keeping all of them, you know, uplifted and positive? And so, one way or the other, you think about, who am I? And who is the God to whom I belong, or we belong, or any such thing? So what is yoga? Yoga is your journey. Yoga is you focusing on yourself. Yoga is becoming soul conscious and God conscious. Yoga is talking to yourself however you can at the time. Yoga is continuous effort. Continuous. Sustain it, so regular,
yes,
all the time.
If you don't, then you go down.
So some kind of, what you call this, you have to have some kind of schedule. A practice, I call a practice, but mean you regularly do Amrit Vela, you regularly do Murli, you regularly do meditation in the evening to sustain. You must have a practice of your own, a routine. If you don't have it, you have to develop it. You have to. Why I'm saying you have to is because the pain at the end will be much more than any difficulty we have to go through now. It's a big distraction, you know. So this is where we are. This is our kingdom, you know. God is, you know, all of those things. Talk to yourself. So what I really come to do is to tell you, we have to do it, and you have to do it individually, and you have all the resources, and we just have to do it. Now, were you able to see soul conscious in between? Were you able to see the soul? So that is the effort. So you have to make some type of thing. You're sitting in the Murli, you can write in the Murli book, you can note how many times I am soul conscious. You're listening to the Murli and you put a line. Some practices you have to. So, so who are you?
I'm a soul.
Where's the soul?
Where's the soul?
How do you know?
Because I've learned it.
So that is not yoga. This is gyan. Only you can do it. You have to do it. You have to experiment. You are, just as you are asking me, you have to ask yourself. And if we are now chatting, meeting, greeting, it takes up the time when I could be talking to myself.
Give me an example now.
So example now. Who am I? I am a soul. So when I am walking here, I feel, I don't feel the body, I feel that I exist here.
Mm.
I look through the eyes and I see a point, tiny point, tiny point, tiny point. I'm looking through the eyes. And when I stop seeing the point, I look down to re-establish. And then I look up. I walk slow so I can do it.
Can do it.
I change. I change my habits so that I can change my thinking. Sometimes the thinking changes first and the habit changes. Sometimes I change the habit in order to change the thinking. So like that you can try, keep talking. It's a long journey and it changes slowly. So don't lose, what you say, patience. Don't lose patience. Yes? You feel okay? Now I'm thinking we should meditate now. What do you think? So in this meditation there will be no commentary and no music. No music, no commentary.